Say yes every day to the world and to your heart. Open up your eyes and let your spirit start. Say yes to the dreams you hold inside. Let your soul be your guide.
Thank you for joining us today for another episode of Wednesday Wisdom. Today, we are joined by the amazing Theola Phillips. She is a realtor at Keller Williams and a loan officer at Lending Village. Before we jump into this podcast, I just want to kind of give a little bit of history of Theola and I worked together previously, and, you know, we are catching up. We haven't spoken to each other in a few years, and I was just saying to, I was asking her how old her son is now, which he was a little boy back when we first started working together, and he is now a 16-year-old young man that will be 17 this year and probably going off to college in a year and a half or 2 years or so, and you know what? It warms my heart just the fact that Theola and I can have this special time together. And I want everyone to think about that, right? We meet so many people on our path of life, whether it's our personal or our professional lives. And it's important that we don't lose sight of those special people that come All into right. our lives, because we're always learning and growing and getting better and just experiencing life together. So that's the first thing I need to say. And then, of course, we want to welcome Ms. Theola. We are so happy to have you here. We can't wait to hear all of your insights and wisdom. And to kick us off, Theola, the very first question we'd like to ask is, we'd like to first go into the past. And we want to hear, what is one of the best pieces of advice or something that you have learned that you would like to share with everyone? And if it was from a person, please feel free to give them a shout out.
All right. So first, Laura, let me thank you so much for having me. And first and foremost, you're so inspirational and motivational to me. And thanks for having me. So one piece of advice that I received that really stuck out to me was a teacher back home in Jamaica. When she found out that I was moving to the States, the land of opportunity, she basically pulled me to the side and said, when you get to America, make sure that you unlock your fullest potential. Continue working hard and just unlock your fullest potential in life. Don't limit yourself. Don't cap yourself. The possibilities are endless, basically. So I basically lived my life that way. And when I was thinking about the question, I was like, oh my God, I literally operate my life like that. I try not to be complacent. Like when I get into a position, okay, what's next? All right. I need to find my passion. Like if I feel empty and I don't feel like fulfilled, I need to keep moving. And I just don't want to feel fulfilled in any type of, I mean, I fulfill complacent in any type of position, just get comfortable. I'm always like shaking the table, looking for the next thing, like digging, just, okay, what's next for Theola? You know, just to find my passion, whether it's helping people, you know, through mortgage and real estate, whatever it is, I just always want to keep going and just unlock my fullest potential. So with that advice, I live my life that way.
I love it. So first off, can you say the teacher's name?
I don't remember her name, but it was That's one okay. of my primary teachers in Jamaica.
That's
but
okay. It was a long time ago.
It was a very long time ago. So I don't remember anybody's name from Jamaica, honestly, but I just remember people, you know, like people that stand out in your life, like you said, make imprints in your life, but I don't remember the name.
Yes. Well, number one, kudos to her, because she did put that right. imprint on your heart, right? She put that on right. your heart and on your mind. And mm-hmm. you know what else she did, Theola? And I've spoken about this with a couple other guests. Something like this mm-hmm. has come up. What she did is she showed you that you are worthy. She Correct. Showed you that you had greatness inside of Correct. You. And she mm-hmm. kind of put that message out there that no matter what, you have to continue to strive to be your yes. best. And that mm-hmm. best, it keeps going up. Like it's not, okay, it started here, but it keeps right. rising higher and higher. And you're
it's
kind of
literally
chasing.
Like a ladder.
Yes, right. you're chasing that best.
Right.
And
right.
You know, before we jump into how you continue to do that, and listen, I can remember. I remember when we worked together. I remember, I'm going to give Vicky a shout out, right? Because we all love Vicky, and Vicky still works with me to this day. Yes. And I remember Vicky telling me, I spoke to Theola, and Theola has big dreams. Theola wants to do this, and Theola wants to do that. And I can remember Vicky coming to me, and I would just say, that's awesome. Like, we need to support Theola. We need to make sure that Theola keeps moving along in her career. We need to support her and celebrate her. And yes. I remember from as far back as us working together, that was always what you were doing. You were always striving of, okay, if I'm in this position, how do I get to the next position?
Yep.
Or how do I move? How do I move to Georgia? Or how do I get licensed to be a realtor? How do I get licensed to be a loan officer? All of those things happened way after we worked together because we were like, okay, I'm good here. Now, how do I get here? And how do I get here? And how do I get here?
Right.
And so my first question, again, before we jump into how you're applying it, Theola, I think you had that planted inside of you, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And for everyone out there listening, please plant that inside of your children, inside of your loved ones, and inside of anyone that you see that potential in, plant that seed inside of them. So that's the first thing. But Theola, how do you keep yourself, for everyone out there listening, how do you keep yourself continuing to strive? Because listen, it's easy to say, I'm successful. I'm doing well, just where I am. I'm okay. I've got this down. I don't even have to think. This is on autopilot. Keep yourself to push forward to where it is a little bit harder. It is challenging. It is new. How do you do that?
My big why, and that's my son. My son, I want to create generational wealth for him. And I just want to keep, you know, passing down like from generation to generation. I didn't come from wealth, but that's my big why. I want to make sure that, you know, when my son is going off to college, his college is paid for. So I can't afford to fail. I can't afford not to keep going, not to, you know, level up, because it's about him. And I also, you know, I want to enjoy, you know, the fruits of my labor as well. So that my big why pushes me to want to be better and just to want to keep going. And I mean, when, you know, a lot of times you feel like you're failing, but you're really not. You just have to keep pushing. And I weigh heavily on my spirituality and just stay in constant prayer and staying away around people that are motivational, that teaches me to be, you know, just continue to be great.
I love that. Great advice. And you know, this is why Simon Sinek, everybody knows Simon Sinek, because it starts with why really is true. It starts with all of our why, whatever that why is. Of course, our kids are certainly going to be our why, but you're also right about, we also, you know, most of us, I don't think we want to be doing this when we're 80 years old. I'm sure we want to at some
That's
point.
Not the goal.
Our goal is not, you know, our goal would be at some point, you know, to be able to volunteer our time and do some philanthropy things and our grandchildren and stuff like that, right?
And 80 is pushing it. I'm trying soon as possible.
and that's exactly right, Theola. It's whatever it is for you. That's for sure. All right. So now tell us. Bring it into the present. So we understand your why. We understand you're going to keep doing this. So how do you do that? So tell us how you're applying that to your particular life. We know what your advice is for others. What are you doing? So, okay, I know what you did on the operations side, you know, to start out. Then you decided, I want to go into real estate. I want to get licensed. Like, what other things are you doing to continue to push yourself?
Reading a lot of self-help books and a lot of them, because, you know, like I posted the other day, your mind can play a lot of tricks on you for you to quit. So my mantra is to live life limitless and fearlessly, because a lot of times you can just fear can kill your dream. So my thing is to just keep going and just live my life fearlessly so that I can become, you know, become successful at what I'm doing. So a lot of self-help books I've been reading. I told you about the Miracle Maven. It's like having Hal's equation is basically having unwavering faith plus putting forth extraordinary effort. So yeah, I can have faith, but also I have to put actions behind those faith, right? Because it's not going to work without you putting forth your actions. So in my business right now, you know, I'm newer to Atlanta. I'm not Atlanta born. So I have to get on the phone and cold call. I hate cold calling, but I have to do it. And I'm trying to unlock a list of clientele that, you know, it's not readily available to me. So I have to go out there and find it and create that for myself and my business, if that makes sense.
Well, that makes perfect sense. So number one, and I love that you got specific there, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's a person on the planet that loves cold calling, right? So let's use that as our example, right?
Right.
We can't just read a bunch of books or listen to a bunch of podcasts or whatever mm-hmm. and go, okay, my mind is in a good place. It's all gonna magically come to me. No.
Right.
Now, it's great that our mind, we start with being in a good place mm-hmm. and then we have mm-hmm. to apply that to the actions that we're taking because we all know we are. And let's go back to those planting of the seeds. Mm-hmm. I think we all can, let's go back 5 years ago. Okay. So before pandemic, you know, before all craziness in the mortgage industry and mm-hmm. the inventory shortages and all that kind of stuff. Right. If we go back 5 years ago, mm-hmm. a lot of the things that we see today in our lives, they were planted back then. Not yesterday, not 6 months ago, not a year ago.
Yeah.
It was mm-hmm. way back then.
Right. Right.
But if we didn't take those actions back then, mm-hmm. We wouldn't be where we are today. Good or bad. Correct. It could be bad too.
Right.
Maybe we
took
bad
right.
action and it came here.
Correct.
So we have to, as I love what you said, that number one, start with your mind being in the right place.
Yes.
Number two, focus your attention and then take action.
Correct.
By doing those steps, and I'll put my favorite word, I love, consistently.
Oh my God,
you have to consistently take those actions.
Correct.
Because even no matter what it is, even, you know, it's funny, I'm interviewing a woman that she's a triathlon and she won like this bodybuilding contest. Mm-hmm. And she spoke about, she couldn't lift 300 pounds on the first day. She had to start with little barbells, right? And then she did it over and over and over and over until she became very strong. It's the same thing with everything that we do.
Right.
We have to start with a small action, but then keep going to the gym or keep making the cold calls or keep going and meeting new people and having those conversations, because unless we do that, you're not going to get any result out of it.
Right. It has to be repetitive.
Yes.
Repetitive. Over and over.
All right. Theola, number one, I'm feeling so inspired. I love the fact that you have realized you have to feed your mind, your why of your family, right? Your son and your own goals of building generational wealth, not even just for your son, for even a generation beyond that, right? Mm-hmm. Generational wealth, looking at the big picture of saying, I have control over this.
Yes.
No one's stopping me. No one's putting limits. I set the bar to whatever that limit is. I love everything that you just said. And now in that final question, we'd love to hear from you. What is that piece of advice that you would like to share with everyone out there?
Well, that's to live limitless. And honestly, I wrote down, it's funny that you said consistency because I wrote it down. Mm-hmm. I said, be persistent, be consistent, be resilient, stay encouraged. And listen to the universe. I believe in that wholeheartedly. Just listen to the universe, pray to whoever you pray to, and have unwavering faith. and just keep going. Like if you're setting out on a journey or any type of mission or adventure, you have to keep going and you have to stay the course, regardless of how hard, how tough the journey may get. There's a song out there that said, nobody said it would be easy. You just have to keep going and just keep building. And when you fail, just keep fail again.
No failure, just lessons, right?
Correct. That's the correct word. Lessons. Learn from them and just be better and just unlock your fullest potential. Live limitless. But I do have two books I want to recommend.
Oh, please.
This one is You're a Badass. Sorry for the name, but it's by Jen Sincero. I love this book. I live by this book. This is my second time reading it. And basically she just teaches you to go out and just be your awesome self and create like a life that you totally love and feel satisfied, feel fulfilled and, you know, and make money while doing it, of course, because, you know, money make the world go around. Yep. And then this is the book I was referring to, The Miracle Maven. This is The Miracle Equation that creates Miracle Maven and how's to his equation is basically, like I said, the unwavering faith plus extraordinary effort creates Miracle Mavens, basically. So those are two books I would recommend that I think everybody should read them.
I have read the first one. I have not read the second, and I promise you I will.
Okay.
I have a question about, you know, faith, right? Or or the universe, right? Here's my question. Uh-huh. And of course, everyone uses different terminology and it's comfortable for you, but this is where I'm going. I am a very big believer in following your gut instinct, your intuition. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to hear from you when you say, listen to the universe. I equate that as my gut instinct, my intuition.
Correct.
So give me your thoughts on that. Like how does that play into your life?
I personally need to start listening to the universe and listen to my gut feelings because it's a lot of, oh my God, all like 2023, I felt like I listened to other people and then, but I already had, that gut feeling like, no, Theola, you should do this. Listen to yourself. And oh my God, I wish my friend was here because I would call her because every single time something goes wrong, I said, I should have listened to myself. Why didn't I go with my first instinct? Right. So 2024 and beyond is what I plan to do. And I'm going to listen to the universe and listen to myself, trust myself more, you know, versus try to get outside
of this, instead of your brain telling you.
Right. So I'm very big on that. And going forward, I'll be listening to my own intuition.
I'm telling you, Theola, a lesson I have learned very much so in my life is that your gut instinct is rarely wrong.
Yes, it never steers you wrong.
Yeah, ever. But our brains, sometimes our logic in our brain makes you go, no, but it doesn't make sense. Your gut's telling you one thing, but your brain's going, no. But what you have to realize, what we all have to realize, is that our brain is reptilian. Our brain is trying to protect us. Mm-hmm. So our brain is going, no, that could be dangerous. It could be scary. Right. You could fail. But yet your gut is going, this is right.
Yes.
This is the right direction for me to go.
Correct. And that's why I'm taking those risks too, because I know I've read upon, you know, the brain just putting you into that safety net. So I'm pushing past that now. And just taking the risk. And I love it. It's scary, I love it. Like, I'm up for the challenge. So when my brain says,
of course, it's calculated risk. We're not telling anyone to like.
No.
don't throw all caution to the wind, you know? but I'm with you that on this journey called life, because all of us are on this journey called life, that there are certain signals and things that kind of guide us. And it's up to us to listen to those signals. And then we have to make our choices, right? As to whether or not that's right or not. And, You know, if at the end of the day, if we follow our why and we follow our passion and we keep getting better every single day to better for our families, better for ourselves, better for the world, better for the good of what we're doing, it'll all be okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Awesome. Well, Viola, it was so wonderful having you here today. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with all of us. Thank you for the great book recommendations for everyone out there. And we wish you a wonderful 2024.
Thank you. Appreciate it.